Greenlight Circus has been entertaining local audiences for two decades. The circus teaches the youth of the Talkeetna area about performing as well as fitness. Greenlight Circus holds a camp each summer that trains the participating children, and the program finishes with a bang with a show that allows them to show off the new skills they learned. Co-founder and godfather of the program, G. Denny, explains the background behind the circus.
I believe this is our 20th year, and way back we started with an idea of how to celebrate the fitness of the youth of our town and adults as well, because of people were hardworking, and even in their play they were very strenuous, and it was a good way to show off people's skills. And circus is kind of all-encompassing. You could much like a variety show. Whatever talent is available, you can present it to the public. So now we've got second and third generation people involved in the Greenlight Circus. It's kind of a farm league in some respects. Others have gone on to perform in circuses all over the world, and some of them are actually making a living at it.
The show has a different theme each year. Circus student Theo Carbone explains what this year's show is all about.
Finding treasure. So there are some lost circus performers on an island, and there are tourists who try to come and find the treasure.
Morgan Langham, daughter of former director Mary Langham, has taken over as director of the Greenlight Circus for this year. She started with the circus early on and describes how things have changed over the years.
This is my first year directing the Greenlight Circus. I've been running it for the last 3 years with my mom, Mary Langham. We've been co-directing, and this is my first year doing it alone. Probably my first performance was when I was 4 with the Greenlight Circus. It used to be a community circus, so everybody was involved, and it brought the entire community together. And now it's a kids' camp, and so now I get to know a lot of the youth in the community, but not all of the adults and parents. And so it is a bit different that way.
Other former students have returned to the circus as instructors as well. Morgan Michaels was part of the circus as a child and explains the benefits that this type of camp has for children in Talkeetna.
It allows you this outlet sort of to be funny and be silly and interact with other people, but not only that, gives you the stage presence that you can take into other aspects of your life, which helps when you're meeting lots of new people, when you're having to do group activities with lots of new people, because you've already had that experience before. And you know, like some of the clowning and stuff sort of makes you a more open person to being silly and letting yourself out there when you're with strangers. And not only that, but it's, you know, it gives you these cool skills that you wouldn't get otherwise, that you don't get from sports and school, and you don't get from, you know, like dance classes, which are a lot more focused or something. It's a little bit of everything, and it gives kids in Talkeetna who live in a really small town a broader picture of things that are out there.
In addition to the returning students, the circus also brings in instructors with various specialties from other areas. Daniel Sloan describes how he got started in circus performance.
I joined a juggling club in college, and I started to learn some things. My specialty is an art called contact juggling. And it's involves usually a kind of glass or plastic sphere that you roll all over your body and balance on your elbows or your face or all kinds of different places. And oftentimes it involves the art of mime, and you make people believe that it might be floating even.
This year's Greenlight Circus camp has about a week left, after which there will be performances where the students and instructors will share what they've been working on. This year's performances will be on June 20th through the 22nd. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.